It's reached an impasse, unfortunately, because the government is continuing to push ahead with its plan to impose a contract which the vast majority of junior doctors are convinced is unfair and unsafe. And unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any movement on the part of the government. The BMA has made a number of concessions and has said that it's always available to speak to the government, but unfortunately, they don't seem to be listening. And this strike action shows the level of anger and the level of feeling there is amongst junior doctors about the way that the government is trying to treat us.
I've seen articles today that are claiming that now the BMA is just trying to topple Jeremy Hunt, actually, and even the government potentially. I mean, what's your reaction on a local level to that about the health secretary himself?
You know, the BMA and junior doctors are not, they've got no political slant. We just want to see what's best for the NHS, and we don't want an unfair, unsafe contract imposed, which is going to be, cause a lot of damage to the NHS in the long run. So we have no particular feelings about the government, but it's certainly true that we have completely lost faith in Jeremy Hunt, who has acted disgracefully, I think, throughout this process, has lied repeatedly. We would be keen for David Cameron to step in and get a grip on what's going on, seeing as Jeremy Hunt is unable or unwilling to do so. It's just up to him to start renegotiations with us and agree to stop this imposition of this unfair and unsafe contract. And he can do that at any time. But obviously you'd have to ask him if he was prepared to do interviews. You'd have to ask him whether he would be willing to do that.
So Bruce Keogh worried that vulnerable people were going to be put at risk. Dame Sally Davis saying this is inevitably going to lead to patient suffering. What's it like to have those claims levelled at you, especially given you've signed the Hippocratic Oath?
We know in this case that our senior experienced consultant colleagues are going to be stepping in to provide cover. So I don't think any patients should be worried about attending A&E or having an emergency over the next couple of days, because there will be experienced colleagues there on the front line. And there are many other colleagues and organisations, including a lot of the Royal Colleges, who have today have written to David Cameron to ask him to step in to influence Jeremy Hunt and to stop the imposition of this contract. It just shows, we obviously don't want to be striking tomorrow, and it is going to cause inconvenience to patients. I'm convinced it's still going to be safe and that no one's going to be put in danger, but it is going to cause a lot of inconvenience to patients. There's no getting around that. And along with all of our consultant colleagues and GP colleagues, would lay that at the door of the Health Secretary and David Cameron.
You said there is obviously going to be cover on the front line from colleagues, but these colleagues of course come from other departments. So what would you say to a listener of mine that perhaps has had an operation cancelled, might have been waiting for months to have this operation, but they've had it cancelled and told that his or her consultant's providing cover for you and your colleagues in A&E?
We'd be very sorry if anyone's inconvenienced by this strike action, unfortunately there some people are going to be. We don't want to see that as much as they don't want to see that. We dedicated our career to the NHS, I would say to them, write to your MP, complain to the government who are pushing through a contract which is unfair and unsafe. And at the root of this issue, the government has trying to push through a plan which they sketched on the back of an envelope before the last election, and with what they call a seven-day NHS, without really having any understanding of what's going to be involved with that, and certainly not being prepared to put forward the money for it. At the moment, they've barely got enough money to provide a five-day service, let alone a seven-day elective service. We would be more than happy to see further weekend elective cover, but elective services. But the government actually needs to put forward the money for that. It's going to, their own report says it's going to need, at least an extra £1 billion tens of thousands of extra staff. But where are those? You know, no one extra is being trained. You know, nursing bursaries are being cut. Doctors' numbers are not being increased. You can't just spread us more thinly over the weekend and, you know, expect that the weekday cover won't suffer.
I don't know whether you've seen, but a junior doctor actually resigned on live TV this morning because of the row. Have you or any of your colleagues, have you considered your position over this at all?
I think a lot of people are considering that, you know, their plans for the future. I have colleagues who I've trained with who are in the process of moving out to Australia or New Zealand or they are ready. It's, you know, obviously a lot of people have got concerns and they are considering their positions. But, you know, again, at the same time, a lot of people are very, you know, dedicated to the NHS and have family in the UK and want to see the NHS, to improve and not be damaged. So that's a decision up to each individual doctor.